شما به اسپیس فارسی گوش می کنید.
یادگیری زبان انگلیسی می تواند به بهبود کیفیت زندگی شما در استرالیا کمک کند. در هر قسمت از برنامه Learn English ما زندگی در استرالیا و اصطلاحات استرالیایی را به شما توضیح می دهیم. به کمک این برنامه ها شما مهارت های زبان انگلیسی خود را ارتقا می دهید، درباره استرالیا یاد می گیرید و در این حال از وقت خود لذت می برید. آیا برای شنیدن آخرین قسمت این برنامه آماده اید؟
Learning English helps me to advance my career.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, my name is Josipa and I bet we have something in common. Sometimes we both struggle with self-promotion. So in today's episode, we'll practice how to talk positively about ourselves, our skills, and our achievements or accomplishments. That is, those things that we have done successfully. Because, let's face it, for some of us, self-promotion can feel awkward and uncomfortable. And we don't want to come across as someone who blows their own trumpet. To blow your own trumpet, or to toot your own horn, means to boast about yourself, your achievements or skills in a way that seems excessive or overly self-promoting. But in a competitive world like ours, where everyone is trying to do better than everyone else, it's important to explain what we can do to show that we are different from other people. To do that, I looked up and found three different ways of talking about our achievements. Let's start.
I'm really proud of.
I'm really proud of. This phrase is a great way to start talking about accomplishments without sounding boastful, that is, annoying or arrogant. It allows us to share our achievements in a positive and constructive way. For example, you could say,
I'm really proud of the way I handled a problem with a customer last week. I was able to change a problem into a positive experience for both the customer and the company.
You've probably used the next phrase many times. I've been working on is a phrase that can help us talk about our skills and expertise without sounding like we are bragging. That means without sounding boastful. So here's an example of how we can use this phrase for self-promotion. Let's say, in the IT sector.
I've been working on a software application, and I've been able to improve its functionality and add new features that I think will be beneficial for our users.
See what I mean? Alan talked about his skills and expertise without sounding like he's bragging.
I've received some great feedback on...
This phrase can help to build your credibility and reputation because it demonstrates that you are respected and valued. Let's say you work as a nurse. You could say,
I've received some great feedback. My patient's brother thanked me for going above and beyond to make their loved one feel comfortable.
If you go above and beyond to do something, you are doing more than it's normally expected or required. And if you are the kind of person who is dedicated to your work and willing to take those extra steps to do the quality work and achieve your goals, you should also master the art of self-promotion. Self-promotion takes many forms. One of these is networking. One type of networking is where you meet new people at events and talk to them in order to establish relationships and connections that can help you in your professional life. Another form of self-promotion is sharing your achievements on social media or discussing your work accomplishments with colleagues. Alan and Claire have mastered the art of self-promotion, which means they have learned how to speak positively about their work in a way that sounds honest and genuine, rather than arrogant and boastful. Let's hear how they do it.
Hey Alan, guess what? I got some amazing feedback from our manager about our project. She loved what we did.
That's awesome news, Claire. What do you think made the project such a success?
Well, I think we had a great team that really pulled together and kept pushing to meet our goals. And personally, well, I'm pretty detail-oriented and organised, so that helped us stay on track and hit all our targets.
That's so true. And you know what? I've been feeling pretty good about my own work lately too. A client gave us some great feedback recently, and they said they were really impressed with our service.
Wow, that's fantastic, Alan. You've been putting in so much effort to build those relationships with clients. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Claire. It means a lot to hear you say that.
Alan and Claire were able to self-promote and recognize their own achievements while also acknowledging, meaning recognizing, the accomplishments and success of others. I particularly liked when Claire said,
I think we had a great team that really pulled together and kept pushing to meet our goals. And personally, I'm pretty detail-oriented and organized, so that helped us stay on track and hit all our targets.
First, she acknowledged people she works with by saying that she had a great team that really pulled together and kept pushing to meet their goals. To pull together means to come together as a group and work towards a common goal, especially in difficult or challenging circumstances. So Claire first acknowledged her team's cohesiveness, how well they work together, and then promoted her own organizational skills by saying,
I'm pretty detail-oriented and organized, so that helped us stay on track and hit all our targets.
If you are hitting all your targets, you are achieving the goals or objectives that have been set for you or your team. Alan responded by sharing his reasons for self-promotion.
I've been feeling pretty good about my own work lately too. A client gave us some great feedback recently and said they were really impressed with our service.
I've been feeling pretty good about my own work lately too. I like this phrase, but if you use it, make sure you add specific details about what is making you feel good about your work. This can make your self-promotion stronger because you are talking about the things you have actually done and provide more context for your accomplishments. But being good at self-promotion isn't just about tooting your own horn, you know. It's also about acknowledging and celebrating the accomplishment of others. Alan and Claire believe in supporting each other and recognizing hard work. And we'll hear the phrases they used a bit later. Now I'm in the company of someone whose job is to help migrants with their careers. Grace Chen from TAFE New South Wales is here to share some self-promoting strategies that we can use at a networking event. So, Grace, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so first I would say you need to do all the goal setting. Yeah, so goal setting is like, so you need to kind of like be, you know, intentional and mindful about it, what you wanted to achieve throughout this networking event, you know, because this is potential opportunity, right, where you can connect to the people. And then you need to do all the preparation work, you know, you have to do your bit, yeah, you need to, you know, like particularly for the, you know, like language learner, yeah, so you may want to get it down to some like the details, like how to articulate it, you know, your idea, your thoughts, your messages in a clear way. Yeah. So yeah, I would say so. The you know goal setting and preparation.
Okay. And then once we come to the event,
Once we come to the event, then you need to be the proactive one. Yeah.
Proactive. What does that mean?
Proactive. So it's a literal meaning. It's like taking charge, right? And I mean, like just you know, be the one who take the initiative and the actions of approaching others instead of just like sitting there to, you know, wait others to come to talking to you or just like passively reacting to whatever around you. So, you know, my manager often say, you know, being proactive, not reactive.
Mm-hmm. Anything else we should do?
Yeah. And then, so let's say, so when you're in the event, right, you already have go in ahead and you already done all the preparations, and then it comes to the self-promoting part, right? So I think you need to highlight it, like all of your, like say your craft, like what you are good at it, X, Y, and Z. So I think that was the, you needed to showcase your skills, your expertise, your professionalism in your field.
Okay, yeah. Can you give us an example of a phrase we can use to make a call to action?
Suggest propose that, yeah, there's any upcoming project, I could, be a part of, contribute to, please let me know. Let's keep in touch,
Oh, that's great. So to be successful at a networking event, we need to prepare and set up goals, then talk about our work in a way that showcases our skills, and finish the conversation with a call to action, right?
Absolutely. Amazing. Summed up. Yes. Covered all.
Great tips, Grace. Thanks for that. I'm looking forward to trying them at my next networking event.
Of course.
Dear Sujan, I hope this email finds you well. I wanted to reach out to thank you for taking the time to speak with me at the networking event in hospitality last night. It was great to connect with someone who shared my passion for the industry, and I really enjoyed our conversation about customer service. I was particularly impressed by your insight on increasing the number of returning guests and would love to continue our conversation further. I would be grateful if we could set up a time for a call or a meeting to discuss it in more detail. Additionally, if there is anything I can assist you with in your business or project, please do not hesitate to reach out. Thank you again for your time and valuable insight. I look forward to staying in touch. Best regards, Justin.
Now let's practice some of the things we learned today. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to blow your own trumpet?
To blow your own trumpet means to boast about yourself, achievements or skills in a way that sounds excessive or overly self-promoting.
What does to pull together mean?
To pull together means to come together as a group and work towards a common goal, especially in difficult or challenging circumstances.
Now join me in repeating after Alan and Claire some phrases that can help us with self-promotion.
I'm really proud of the way I handled a problem with a customer last week.
I've been working on a software application, and I've been able to improve it.
I'd love to share my experience rolling out a new sales strategy that I've been implementing for our team.
I've received some great feedback from my patient's family.
In this episode, we gave you many more phrases you can use for self-promotion. If you want to review them again, head over to the sbs.com.au/learnenglish website. And remember that being modest when self-promoting is also very important, because it shows that we are confident in our abilities, but also humble and respectful of others. Here are some phrases you can use. Let's practice together.
That's awesome news.
Wow, that's fantastic.
You've been putting in so much effort.
Keep up the good work.
It means a lot to hear you say that.
You know that we love hearing from you. Let us know what topic you would like us to work on next. You can email us at learnenglish@.com.au or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.
From the creator of Peaky Blinders comes the critically acclaimed new series based on the creation of the legendary British SAS.
We have a license to behave badly.
Rogue Heroes. Stream free on SBS On Demand.
آیا می خواهید به مطالب بیشتری مانند این گزارش گوش کنید؟ به ما از طریق اپل پادکست، گوگل پادکست، سپوتیفای یا هر جای دیگری که پادکست های خود را از آن می گیرید گوش کنید؟